The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Whitney is here today for Am I Wrong? Hello, Whitney.
Hi. Hey, guys.
Hey. Good morning. Whitney, what's going on? Who are you arguing with, and what, more importantly, are you arguing about?
Yeah, guys. So I just need to know, am I wrong?
Sure.
I have been arguing with my friend Christine. We have been just fighting over, do you guys watch the show The Bachelor?
Duh.
Yes.
Of course
we
do.
I heard you guys talking about it.
Yeah.
So I wanted to call in because we have been fighting over, you know how Ari, he proposed to two different girls, and, you know, he said he was in love with both of them.
Right.
And, which I totally get. I've been in that situation before.
You've been in love with two different girls?
Well, they were men.
Oh, okay. All right. Sorry.
You get the idea.
Yeah, I got a little excited there. Sorry.
So you were in love with two people at the same time?
Yeah, and I think it's totally possible. And my friend Christine, she won't agree with me. She will not admit that there's a possibility that you could be in love with two people at once. She won't even listen to me, and I cannot change her mind.
Wait, okay, so you're arguing with your friend Christine about whether or not you can be in love with two people at once the way Ari claimed to be?
Yes.
Okay.
Interesting.
It's a good discussion to have, because I feel confused about why he is, but you apparently have been in love with two people at the same time, so. Huh.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, let's call
her.
Yeah, let's call Christine. And now, when you say you guys were arguing about this, was it like a heated exchange, or was it like a calm conversation?
Well, you know, we talked about it for a while, and we had to just agree to disagree because it wasn't going anywhere. But
yeah. Right.
Oh, I hate that. I never agree to disagree. I'm like, you either see it my way, or we're going to keep talking about it. All right, let's call.
Wow.
Let's call
That's
Christine.
Not annoying at all.
I know. Let's call Christine and find out what's going on. Here we go.
Hello?
Christine.
Yes?
Good morning. Hi, how are you, Christine?
Good morning. I'm fine. Who is this?
Christine, my name is Mark Kay, and I'm here with Megan. We host the Big 8 Morning Mess on 95.1 WAPE.
Hi. Oh.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Did I win something?
You know what? I knew you were going to say that. Everybody says that.
Yeah.
You're calling me super early in the morning to tell me good morning. I've got to have won something.
Yeah, well, no, that's not even what, we're not even calling to tell you good morning. We're calling to tell you that your friend Whitney's on the phone.
Hey, Whitney.
Hey.
Hey. Oh, good.
She told us about the argument you guys are having about being in love with two people at the same time, about how Ari was on The Bachelor.
Oh, my God. Whitney, are you kidding me? Are you really serious about this right now? Like, we've already discussed this. You have to let this go. I have no idea why you're calling the radio to talk about it.
Christine,
well,
apparently...
It wasn't like that. They were already talking about it.
We kind of were. So, Christine, apparently you don't believe that Whitney and or Ari The Bachelor could possibly be in love with two people at one time.
No. No, I don't believe that at all. To be in love with somebody means that they're your everything. You want nothing more than to spend your time with that person. It's not I'm in love with you 50%, but also this other person 50%, and so we're just going to split time. Like, I think that if that's your scenario, then you're not in love with either person.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with her.
That's a solid point, Whitney.
It really is.
Well, I mean, okay, just because it hasn't happened to you doesn't mean that you can't be in love. I've known, like, in the past, I have been, you know, dating two different guys, and I was definitely, I mean, and it didn't start out, like, one started out, was already more serious than the other one, but then, you know, I met someone else, and I was like, oh my God, I really have feelings for this person, too, and then it kind of just spiraled, and I, you know, it was really tough, actually. It's much harder to be in love with two people than to be in love with one person, because...
right. Time management, I would imagine.
Wow, the struggle.
Well, to ultimately decide is just heartbreaking.
Yeah, no. What did you ultimately... Are you with either of those guys now?
Well, no.
No, okay, all right.
Yeah, okay. That's exactly what's going to happen with Ari, too.
I mean, I kind of feel like that proves my point.
Yeah,
I agree with you.
Relationships don't work out for a lot of different reasons.
That's right. Hang out. Listen, ladies, hang out one second. We have some people that want to comment, I'm sure. 340-9595. Can you or can you not be in love with two people at once? It's the Big 8 Morning Mass. Your phone call's next. Whitney and Christine join us, and Whitney called us up because she's arguing with her friend Christine over The Bachelor. Whitney, you said you feel for Ari because you were once in love with two people?
Yes, I have been there, and it sucks, and I feel bad for the guy.
You feel bad for the guy. And Christine, you're saying that if you can't actually be in love with two people at once, that's not what love is.
Yeah, exactly. You can't love somebody 50% and love the other person 50%. Like, that doesn't make any sense. There's only one person for you.
Right. Like, if you're in love, it's just that. Okay, 340-9595. Hey, Gene from the South Side. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How you doing today?
Hey, we're good, man. What do you think? Can you literally, like, legitimately be in love with two different people at once?
In my opinion, you can be in love with multiple people at the same time. The difference for me is if you have unconditional love for someone, that's when it's different. If it's one person you have unconditional love for, that means there's no room for nobody else. Because, no matter how good this person is or how bad this person is, you know, it's unconditional love. You know, whatever the circumstances is. But in regards to falling in love, you can fall in love with anybody.
When I think of unconditional love, I think of like an animal, like a dog.
In regards to an animal, it's... You know, if you were in love with a person...
No, I get it. Like your kids and stuff like that, okay. No matter what they do.
Right, but I think we're talking about like romantically.
Right, but I guess like when you look at somebody and say, you're my soulmate, can you have two soulmates is the question. I don't know.
I say no.
Okay, Meg,
I don't know if that was like rhetorical or what you were
Meg's
doing
like,
there.
No, I can't even have one. Oh, sorry, I'm wrong. Crystal from the North Side, good morning. How are you?
Great, how are you?
Great, Crystal. What do you want to say?
With Michelle and I think her name is Christine. Okay, Christine is your friend, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Christine, that's not love, baby. You caught in between the two. You just lusting. It's not love. Love, you don't go away and don't break up like that when it's love, real love, you know?
Yeah, it seems like she's like maybe infatuated with the other person or like.
Somebody's infatuated. Somebody did a strange thing or two and she liked it and it had a nose wide open for a minute, but that was not love. Somebody did something and had a nose wide open a bit, you know? You know how it is when you got. You know how it is.
No, I know how it is, yeah.
Yeah.
So you're saying you can lust after two people at once, but you're not in love with those two people.
You cannot be in love. See, we get, girls get the difference. We don't, a lot of times girls think because they into somebody that you, oh, I love them. No, it'd be lust.
Right.
Like, no, when you break up with somebody that you're in love with, you can't sleep, you can't eat, you can't do nothing because you're in love.
No, that's right. A great point. Totally. Hey, thanks so much for calling. Hey, Hannah, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Great. What do you want to say, Hannah?
I just wanted to say, like, there is actually a way you can be in love with multiple people at once. It's part of a big culture. It's actually in the Bible. It's called polyamory, where it's like you're in love with multiple people at once, and you could be married to them or just dating them. And, like, a lot of people think it's cheating and all this shit. I can't say that on the radio.
Yeah, well, then,
Sorry.
That's all right.
But, it's more about consent and where people have to agree to be in love with each other. And it's just...
Are you polyamorous yourself?
My boyfriend is.
Your boyfriend is. So you date him, but he dates other people.
No, at the moment we are in a solo relationship, but we have been in a relationship before where he has dated other people. And I'm personally okay with that because it doesn't mean he loves me any less. He still gives me the same amount of attention, the same amount of love. And it's just, he just also really loves this person as well.
Right.
Oh, okay.
What if he wanted to marry this other person? Would you still date him?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I love him to death and he loves me and he's the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Even if he married somebody else, though?
Yeah, even if he married somebody else. Huh. It doesn't mean he loves me any less. It just means
he loves her more.
Wouldn't you eventually want to get married yourself or no?
Yes.
Well, you should go marry some other guy.
Oh, you would just marry some other guy.
No, I'm personally not poly, so I wouldn't go marry somebody else, but I would be okay if he did.
Okay.
But then that means...
I would still be in the picture.
But then that means you would never be able to marry the person that you want to be with, so that doesn't seem like it would go anywhere.
Well, I mean, just because you want to be with them forever doesn't mean you have to marry them.
Yeah, true.
But obviously, if he marries somebody else, he wants to be with that person forever.
Well, yes.
So how can you say that he would love you both equally?
It's more of a trust thing. You have to trust them.
Oh, okay.
I got it. All right. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. Maybe that's what should have happened on The Bachelor. Maybe he should have said, look, I want to marry Lauren, but I want to be with you for the rest of my life.
I don't think that would fly.
You don't think that would fly?
No, I don't.
Because she really just wants to be the bachelorette. And she can't do that if she's tied down to some dude.
Yeah, no, she's living her best life.
I get it. I get it. All right, well, that's interesting. Zach from Orange Park, how are you? This conversation went totally different than where I thought it was going to
be. Yeah.
What'd you want to say,
doing
Zach?
Great.
Oh, good. Good. How are you? What's up?
So basically, I just want to say, I really think it's impossible. If you think that you love two people, then you never love the first one in the first place. Because if you're really in love with someone, you're not going to give anybody else the opportunity or the time to be able to fall in love with the second person. So I don't feel like it's even possible.
Interesting point.
You love two people, you just lust them both.
Hang on, I want you to talk.
I agree with that.
Zach. I want you to talk to this other girl we just talked. Hang on. we're gonna put you two in touch so you guys can have a deeper convo. 340-9595.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.